Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It is hour number two on this Monday. It is the Pat Miller Program here on WoWo. I'm going to have my producer block the phones here for a while because I've got somebody kind of important sitting here off my left elbow in the newsmaker chair. It's the Attorney General of the State of Indiana, Todd Rokita. Mr. Attorney General, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. Stop saluting.
Yeah, do people
really?
Do that to you ever?
No.
Do you have a special suit that you wear, like for press events that have like stripes on the shoulder? That
Todd,
would be cool.
Todd, please. That'd be the nicest thing anyone said all day.
Yeah, that's like me. I say over and over and over again that it's the Pat Miller Program. That way, when people meet me, they don't go, oh, you're that fat turd. You know, that's things like that. So there you go. No, how are things going? You're doing well. You've been around in public service a lot in your life, but now you're in this new office, what, about 10 months now?
Yeah, 10 months. And I've been in other public offices before, but not long enough to be part of the problem, Pat. We're still fighting the good fight. And man, it's more important now than ever. I feel like we're the country and the state's waking up and realizing that we're frogs in a pot, you know, and
yep.
the water's getting turned up.
And yep. Yep.
Good thing is people are awakening, not woke.
No, I think you're right, though. I do think people are starting to have some sensitivity that, you know, now they kind of look at the news at night and go, that doesn't sound quite right. You know,
right.
when something comes out of President Joe's mouth, it's like, what?
Can we?
You know, they may not be able to put their finger on it, but it doesn't sound right.
Or it's stuff now that's kind of hit the water's getting turned up so fast that it kind of hits you over the head, like the one he's nominated, the lunatic he's nominated for comptroller of the currency, graduated from Moscow University.
Yeah, you like that?
As a Stalin graduate or
yeah,
some
but
kind
if
of scholarship.
Somebody from Moscow University, you cut out the middleman.
You know, I mean, you laugh so you don't cry, but these people are serious about their socialism.
Yeah.
And we better get serious about the way of life we've had over the last several decades and even last 200 years.
Yeah. So you're in town.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're sitting here live in front of me, and folks, he's not impressed with my import. He didn't drive all the way up here just to see me. But you're in town because there's a pretty special event going on tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
Out at Cerruti's, you're out there for the Allen County Right to Life.
Allen County Right to Life dinner. You know, you've been there a lot. I've been there a lot.
Yep.
I'm going to miss you not emceeing tonight. That's usually a tradition. So
I hate not being there, but just, you know, lack of surgeries isn't allowing it.
Yeah. And guys, for the listenership, I mean, Pat is dedicated to this show. He's dedicated to this station. He's dedicated to you, because if you see his face right now, the man is radiating back pain through his eyeballs.
Okay, but let's be honest. The face wasn't great in the first place. Okay?
If
you start there and then you back that up. So
it hit in town for the Right to Life. And Northeast Indiana Right to Life, my Lord. There's hardly a group stronger, more dedicated. And, you know, these dinners are now all over the state.
Right.
And so this is kind of the season that a lot of us are traveling to, say, going to these events. And I'll tell you, you know, back to the frog and the water and the pot thing. I mean, the Right to Life group has been awake for a long time, and more are just flocking right into it because they realize how toxic the culture of death is. And I still think we've got time to turn this country around and make it a culture of life.
Yeah, well, you know, we've always had great leadership, still have great leadership with Allen County Right to Life.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Kuntz over at Right to Life of North Central Indiana does a fabulous job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got great leadership down there at the state level, but we are putting our heads in the sand if we sit back and go, well, we don't have anything to worry about.
Right.
There are groups like, you know, Whole Women's Health out of Texas and everything. They've painted a target on Indiana because if they can do it here, they can do it almost anywhere.
Yeah, the world's their oyster.
Yeah,
in the sickest sense. And so we're fighting on Whole Women's Health. We got a stay recently. So down in Indianapolis, the state's laws are all on trial. Almost the whole battery of our state's pro-life laws, the stuff we've worked on for decades. And at the trial court, we lost.
Right.
It was a three-week, or basically three different trials that happened over 3 weeks. I mean, and my team did excellent. I mean, I just couldn't be happier with how they work. But, you know, you got a judge who just is now applying specific fact patterns
yep.
to every law. And it got all those laws got overturned. Well, we immediately appealed and got a stay out of the Seventh Circuit, which isn't the most conservative place in Chicago.
Right.
So we feel really good about that. And then we were on the phone last week with Texas. Now, remember, Texas has got that one law that's basically outlaws abortion,
right?
And it was okayed. Well, so they've had a bunch of litigation since then, of course, and they we're working with them. We are going to lead what we call, Pat, an amicus brief. So it's called a friend of the court brief. And Indiana and my team is going to lead that brief on behalf of Texas. So we're going to petition the court as a friend of the court, arguing on behalf of our friends in Texas. So I couldn't be more proud to help lead that fight.
Well, and in Texas, you have a lot of what's right in Indiana. You have a lot of not just Republican leadership, but you have a lot of conservative Republican leadership in Texas. And you find the same thing here.
Yeah.
So when you guys are on the phone or you fly there or they come here, there's got to be some level of camaraderie that you find with them that just gives you kind of a feel-good sense that, hey, we are all rolling the same direction here.
That's right. Ken Paxton is the Attorney General of Texas, and he has quickly become a close friend, introduced to me by my other good friend from my days in Congress, Attorney General Jeff Landry of Louisiana. So I like to think we're kind of the three musketeers in a lot of ways. And there's other states, too. Mm-hmm. These are David and Goliath battles, and we're the David.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have several Davids.
Do you think the day will come where not only the laws that they're trying to mess up now, but things like operating an abortion clinic in South Bend where you don't even have certification to have the office open because you're not following certain laws and everything.
Right.
I mean, that's insanity to me.
This is some, I don't want to call it wrestling, but this is some peeling back of the onion, if you will, that I am trying to do with our governor and the health agency, because it's really that bailiwick. And I'm not saying anything's wrong. I'm certainly not saying anything's right. But, yeah, there has to, and maybe it's a law change that needs to occur, but there seems to be a backlog in the Department of Health. There seems to be a lack of follow through in stopping with the what you're describing,
right,
which, you know, shouldn't happen here. And I think it's going to be, along with my partners at Riot to Life, pushing on the legislature to put a little bit more oomph and teeth into these laws when it comes to some of our agencies who need to really be the enforcers of the law. That's the job of the executive branch.
Let's change channels here just a little bit. I'm sure you're going to allude to a lot of this tonight at the Right to Life banquet. Allen County Right to Life and Right to Life of Northeast Indiana, he'll be there tonight at the banquet. Let's go to the president's current stand on vaccine mandates, which in my view, it's not the job of the federal government to tell me what to do. I sound like an abortionist now. Hey, it's my body, my choice, okay? You know, and you shouldn't have to tell me that I have to get a vaccine. Now, I've been vaccinated because I've had a kidney transplant. I've got a compromised immune system.
Right.
My doctor looked at me and said, you're going to get the vaccine.
Right.
I'm like, yes, sir.
Right.
But
if you get a third nose from the vaccine, that's the least of your problems, right?
Yeah, exactly right. And a third nose might help. But you know, I can't tell you. You know, you're not a good husband or father, or whatever, if you don't get the vaccine.
Right.
I think people, if they can, should get it. I think it's the right thing. But to mandate it, we can't mandate that people eat eggs and bacon for breakfast.
No, because it is everyone's circumstance is different. It is a personal health decision that has nothing to do with the abortion issue, of course, for obvious reasons.
Right.
One, we're talking about your life, which you should have control over. And the other one, we're obviously talking about an unborn life, but still a life nonetheless. And most importantly, the most vulnerable of life, whose first duty, so that makes the first duty of government to protect it. Completely different issues. But on this, absolutely. Yeah. What about if you had COVID? Or excuse me, what if you had the Wuhan virus before? Right? Mm-hmm. Now you have all these antibodies.
Yep.
And how long does that immunity really last? Well, they keep changing the date and elongating it all the time. And, you know, if you're not obese, if you're not otherwise immunocompromised, and maybe you've had, again, the China virus before, then maybe you decide you don't want the vaccine because it is, at the end of the day, Pat, it's experimental.
Yep.
How do I know this? Our son, Teddy, who's 13, will have a full physical life, but he's got Angelman syndrome. So he doesn't walk well. He cannot talk. He's got limited intellectual capacity, very limited.
Okay.
So Kathy is now president of, in addition to her full-time job, is president of the National Angelman Syndrome Foundation. And we go around the country raising money for clinical trials on orphan drugs.
Okay.
To see if they will work for Angelman syndrome. So I know a little bit about the FDA process, and the reason it takes so long is not just because of the bureaucracy of the FDA, it's because nothing can substitute for time, right?
Yep.
You're never going to know what the effect of a of an experimental drug will be 5 years from now or 10 years from now until you wait the 5 years or 10 years.
Right.
And so there's no substitute for that. And so for those, that could be a very valid reason in itself to say, you know what, I'm otherwise perfectly healthy. I've otherwise had it before and I have these immune things or whatever the issue is. You might decide you don't need it. Or in your case, Pat, you might decide absolutely I need it.
Yeah. Well, you know, for me, I've got a couple of triggers. You know, I've got the fact of the compromised immune system. I'm over 65. Okay. So, I mean, I got a couple things going. I've got doctors looking at me. When a doctor looks at you and he's already saved your life twice and he says, oh, by the way, you're getting the vaccine, that kind of gets your attention.
Yes, sir.
If I was 45 and I had no conditions or anything, I'd probably be making a different choice maybe. But I'm not going to judge somebody because they do or they don't. But the president is basically telling people they're going to be in political hell if they don't do exactly what he tells them. What, do we have a Fuhrer now? I mean, do we elect a czar?
Well, you're right to call it political because that's what it is. This is all politics. This is all fear and force. The two Fs, fear and force. And that's why Biden gets an F plus so far.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. You know, another thing too, and I want to switch in a minute because you talked about flood damaged vehicles, and I want to get to that before you get out here. But in your office, I know you have a lot of connections to things, and you talk a lot to the state police and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lost person that we need you to help us find, Kamala Harris. I can't seem to find her. I'm not exactly sure.
Be going.
I'm not exactly sure where she is. She seems to be missing again.
Yes.
You know,
she's not at the border. We know that.
No, you're exactly right. Yeah, I think you're safe not getting within 500 miles of the southern border. She's not down there, okay? So she's somewhere else.
I don't know. I mean, this is the first woman vice president, first black vice president. I mean, all whatever, you know, she broke so many glass ceilings and so many barriers. And
which is fine.
This is great. Yep. But gosh darn it, take that and do something.
Yeah.
Good, hopefully, but do something.
Well, and I will tell you, and I read a lot of people, and I read a lot of periodicals and everything. And I'll tell you, there are an awful lot of people that have a D after their name. They're not happy with her either. And I think one of them that's not real happy is the president and his wife, but that's just me.
Well, you know who that leaves us, Pat.
I know. Please don't. No. No.
Yeah.
My head's already hurting. My
NP,
back. Killed.
NP.
No.
NP.
No. 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 So tell me, flood damaged vehicles. Do we have a lot of them right now in Indiana because of a lot of the water we've had and everything?
Close. Here's the thing. So there's been a lot of water, maybe here, but really in Louisiana,
right?
Texas, Florida, right where we've had these hurricanes, and this has happened before. You get these flood damaged vehicles, they get sold to an insurance, or the insurance company buys them when they pay the settlement claim. If the insurance company or whoever's doing it right, they will brand the title like you brand a cow.
So you know.
Flood damage. So you know.
Right.
Maybe they don't do it right. Maybe whatever happens, it gets into the stream of commerce with the title not documented. And what then happens, intentionally, most likely, but either way, is they get ferried and put into commerce in places where there wasn't flooding. High ground.
Right.
Yeah, right? That's Indiana.
Yeah.
So we are a prime target, and now with the vehicle shortage, prime target for these used vehicles to get sold. So here's what you got to do. Use your common sense, as always, number one. If it smells mildewy, you know, if you get in there and maybe you start sniffling or sneezing, you know, that's a warning sign.
If there's something hanging from the mirror and it smells too much like an evergreen tree.
Exactly. That's the other thing. Yeah. Or if it's what's a play on the old cliche? If it sounds too good, it probably is. Well, if it smells too good, it's probably not.
Yeah.
Right. And when it comes to cars, if it's masking an odor.
So what do I do? Let's say I don't know if this car got trucked up here from Texas or what, but I've got this car in front of me. Looks like a great deal. How do I check it? Can I run the numbers?
You can run the numbers. Definitely get a Carfax, or I should say, vehicle history report. Carfax is a brand, but there are others too. And so that will show you, right? Like, but what Todd, you just said, what if it's not on the title? How's that going to help you? Well, it'll show you where the car was repaired. It will show you where the car was bought, and if that was recently in Texas, Louisiana, some of these states that have been flooded, that could be one of your warning signs.
Yeah. So if I see this car,
and then call our office, we go to that website, www.in.gov/attorneygeneral, and you can get a hold of us. You can file a consumer protection complaint.
Okay.
If you have good evidence.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. If you're looking at two identical cars, one of them came from Central Indiana, one of them came from New Orleans. and the one from New Orleans is $1,000 left, and you're like, oh, this must be a great deal.
Yeah. I'd well, that not out just a that, but yeah. It could be. You look at get your sniffer out.
Yeah.
Look at your HVAC system. Is the fan squeaky like it may have been in water?
Yep.
Are the bolts on the floorboards where the seat attaches to the floor, is that rusty?
Yeah.
Because those will rust out pretty quick.
Yep. Check the trunk floor.
Yes, yep. Trunk floor and wheel wells for mud and dirt.
Call me. I'll bring out BJ the Mighty Wonder Pup, and I'll let him do a sniff test around the car, and he can smell all that out. Attorney General Todd Rokita, thank you very much for making time here today, and I hope you have a great time at the banquet tonight. I wish I was there.
Oh, well,
I wish I could be there.
So. We'll say hi for you.
Yeah, so do take my place. Go there and tell a couple really stupid jokes, and go, hey, it's just like Pat was here. Todd Rokita is down there fighting for you.
Podcasts by Federated Media.